Information Minister Monica Motswangwa announced the approved vaccines at a post-cabinet briefing recently.
Emergency use authorization has been issued for the four vaccines by the Medicines Control Authority of Zimbabwe, namely Sinopharm, Sinovac, those are from China, Covaxin from India, and Sputnik V from Russia. All those intending to procure vaccines for their employees must procure only registered vaccines in Zimbabwe.
Critics worry that the decision to approve these four vaccines are influenced by geopolitics. But Medicines Control Authority of Zimbabwe Public Relations Officer Shingai Gwatidzo says that's not the case.
So far, only those four vaccines, which is the Sinopharm, Sinovac, the Sputnik, and the Covaxin, are the only ones that have actually been submitted for review by the manufacturers. And these have received emergency use authorization.
Dr. Agnes Mahomva is part of the National COVID-19 Task Force. She says many factors come into play when choosing vaccines for national use. A critical one involved the cold conditions needed to store some of them.
You are aware that the vaccines that we are looking at are the ones that are on the WHO list. The WHO has up to 15 or now a bit more that they are following up, doing assessments, evaluations, and so on. And they're all listed at different stages. And so when we look at those, we basically also look at the situation on the ground. The first one that was approved by the Western countries was the Pfizer. When we looked at that, we said, can we manage the minus 70 degrees? The answer was that's being very unrealistic.
Political analyst Rashid Mukundu says the approval of just these four vaccines speak to a bigger picture in Zimbabwe's foreign stance.
One cannot deny that the COVID-19 vaccination has been politicized in a number of ways. In the case of Zimbabwe, I think it's an ideological and a political decision by the ruling ZANU-PF party government that they will acquire the China-developed vaccines as well as the Russian-developed vaccines. This is a consolidation of the look east policy, more so after they were snubbed by the West, which reimposed sanctions.
Critics worry that the emergency authorization of these vaccines hinges on the vaccines donated to Zimbabwe. China has donated 400,000 doses, while Russia and India have pledged to donate 20,000 and 75,000 doses, respectively. The regulatory authority here says it welcomes any vaccine manufacturer interested in getting their product into Zimbabwe. For VOA, this is Kudzai Zvinavashe from Harare.